We're very lucky and fortunate to have Ken Collier here to bring us this presentation on a very important topic. Ken is comes to us from Red Deer. He completed his PhD in economics and applied social studies from the University of Wales. And his latest books are Social Work with Rural Peoples and After the Welfare State. These books are published by New Star Books in Vancouver. He's also, since his retirement, become the chair of the steering committee for the Council of Canadians in the Red Deer area. And he's the present chair of the Friends of Medicare of Alberta, which is an organization that we all appreciate, I think. Today, Ken is going to speak to us about the Tilma. Now, we haven't heard a lot about this, and we should have heard more than we did. And that's why SACP is having two sessions on the subject, this week and next. Tilma is the Trade, Investment, and Labor Mobility Agreement between Alberta and BC. It was signed in 2006 by Gordon Campbell and Ralph Klein. They signed it, and then they sort of decided to go backwards and pretend that they were consulting the public. I mean, I don't want to editorialize here, but it wasn't debated in the legislature. And Ken will give us the arguments against Tilma. I'm sure he's well prepared. And with that, I'd invite Ken, could you come up and... Everybody, please, a good welcome for our...
Thank you very much for the invitation to come and speak in Lethbridge. Red Deer doesn't actually have very many opportunities to go and have influence in another city, so I'm hoping that this transfer may be successful. The Trade, Investment, and Labor Mobility Agreement sounds on the surface of it like a good idea. I think most of us would agree that trade is a good thing, that labor being able to move around is a good thing. At least some forms of investment probably are a good thing. We were rather dismayed when we started to read into the features of Tilma that not all is as it would appear. I guess the first alarming sign to those of us in the Council of Canadians who began to learn about Tilma, the first sign that something was wrong was the fact that most people didn't know anything about Tilma, including the city councillors in our own city, including the people who operate the two municipal organizations in Alberta, had no knowledge of it. In fact, their organizations had no file or any documents on it either when we made inquiries. So the fact that Tilma grew up rather in secret and was revealed to the public more or less as a done deal, we thought was rather unusual, especially when they had been claiming that they had done public consultations. Maybe I should just summarize what Tilma is about. Although the name of it, the Trade, Investment, and Labor Mobility Agreement, sounds like that is what it's about, our view is that Tilma is mostly about tearing down government, especially tearing down local government. If you elect local councillors and other local public bodies to carry out planning on behalf of the citizenry, and in the interests of good works locally, Tilma should be viewed with suspicion, because quite a lot of the features of Tilma have to do with removing the capacity of local governments and local public bodies from being able to carry out functions that they have been doing since the founding of Canada, really. I'll just summarize the main features of TILMA, and I'm reading here from a government document. You may hear this again next week if you're having the government spokesperson come. We did have Sean Robbins come and speak to the Red Deer meeting about TILMA. So here's what TILMA says that it does. TILMA makes it possible for businesses to be established in local locations without barriers, so that, for instance, businesses will not face duplicate registration and recording requirements in both provinces if they happen to operate in both. And businesses will not be required to maintain a local office or be resident in a province. A great many local regulations do require that, especially if you have provincial businesses going on, that you must have an office in that province. And under TILMA, you would not need to do that. And it's interesting that they don't mention whether TILMA will be required to retain a local office in either province. It may be that you wouldn't need an office in either Alberta or British Columbia, according to the written version. TILMA discourages what they call harmful business subsidies, which will be curtailed. In transportation, commercial vehicles may operate in either province without added registration requirements. So that means no duplicate requirement for license plates and travel permits and other documentation for items like weigh scales and that sort of thing. Under procurement, government procurement will be more open to suppliers in both provinces as a general statement, and the open tender process will apply to lower contract values and cover a wider array of services. Since this document was printed, they've also been working on efforts to do contract bids electronically that would be possible to either or both governments at the same time, using similar or identical procedures. Under energy, companies will benefit from Canada's only energy trade agreement, providing significant opportunities in both provinces. That's the opening rhetorical statement about the energy part of TILMA. Standards in both provinces will remain compatible regionally and within North America, and management of land use, conservation, and development will be conducted in a non-discriminatory manner. I'll just do a little side trip here and mention one of the sore points about energy development had been hydro developments, where companies wishing to lay in transmission lines often ran into local regulations about where those transmission lines could go, and often the local objections had to do with them being either unsightly or blocking other rights of way or damaging property values, and the energy companies were not happy about that. The labor mobility part, TILMA allows for processes for recognition of certification to be reconciled so workers can seek opportunities in either province. More skilled workers will be attracted by increased employment opportunities and greater labor mobility. This refers mostly to people with either professional or trades licensing being able to use those documents in either province without having to repeat examinations or licensing or paying twice. Under standards and regulations, the general procedure is to reconcile or mutually recognize standards and regulations to remove any barriers to business opportunities, investment, and labor mobility. There have been claims that differing standards between Alberta and British Columbia, as right across Canada, often affect businesses' capacities to be able to move freely. And the tactic that seems to be used not only in relation to TILMA, but in other trade trade agreements is that they can point up bad examples, and I noted a couple that have been used recently. in relation to the SPP, the Security and Prosperity Partnership, Stephen Harper, our Prime Minister, made fun of the different regulations between Canada and the United States, asking why the sweeteners and jelly beans should have to be different in the two countries. Well, there are reasons historically why that's the case, but similar claims have come up about Tilma, where trucks crossing over from British Columbia into Alberta or vice versa sometimes have been, in their reports, forced to reload either hay bales or lumber to meet different provincial standards. According to Tilma, those kinds of standards will be lessened and reconciled, and if possible, they'll be removed so that those kinds of impediments to interprovincial transport won't occur. Now, Tilma seems to grow not out of nowhere, in spite of emerging from secret negotiations. It does have a historic trail in the view of the Council of Canadians. We have on the Council of Canadians website, and also the Canadian Centre for Policy Alternatives website, some documents mounted that if you wanted to refer to some of the details of what I'm about to say, you can do so. We think that a good part of the motivation behind Tilma arises from the North America Free Trade Agreement that has a lot of similar features about trying to break down barriers, real or imagined, between the two countries. Now they want to bring that to the local level. I was reminded of that, I guess now famous saying by Tip O'Neill, who was the Speaker of the House of Representatives in the United States. He said, all politics is local. It's become sort of a slogan that is used, and I think that the Tilma negotiations reflect the